Today we're reading the story of the legend of the Christmas tree. "Tonight's the night we get our Christmas tree," sang Amanda and Beth. "Presents, presents, presents," chanted Buddy. "Come and eat first," Mom called. At the dinner table, Dad prayed, "Lord, thank us for this food and fun. Help us keep Jesus in our hearts and minds more than ever this Christmas." After dinner, Mom said, "Okay, it's time to get our tree." They snuggled up in the car together. Dad drove into the snowy night. "Why didn't we go to the tree farm to cut our tree?" Mom suggested. "That's a great idea," Dad agreed. The snowstorm turned into thick fog. Where they're lost. Suddenly, Buddy called out, "There it is." He pointed at the small sign. They drove down a bumpy dirt road, and then an old man in a red flannel shirt stood by three beautiful Christmas trees. Under one tree, there was a small box wrapped in shiny silver paper. "What's that in the box?" Amanda asked the man. "The trees and their secret box tell the story of the legend of the Christmas tree," the man said. "What is the legend? Please tell us," Buddy begged. The farmer told the story. "Many years ago, a monk named Bufatis taught people about the story of God. He told them about the evergreen trees. It's a triangle with three corners, but still, it is just one tree. He said that God is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but he still is one God. People began using an evergreen tree in churches to teach others about God." The storyteller pointed at the first tree. "During the time of knights and castles, people had a holiday on December 24th. They called it the Feast of Adam and Eve. They decorated evergreen trees with apples and twists of bread. They used it to tell a story of three of the lives in the Garden of Eden, but there was no Christmas tree yet." Farmer took two giant steps to the second tree. "A long time ago, a teacher named Martin Luther saw a beautiful evergreen tree with sparkles of lights shining off of its icicles. He cut it down and took it home. He put little candles on it and lit the candles. Then he told his children of the story of Jesus, the light of the world." Storyteller moved to the third tree. "Oh, that was my favorite," Beth said. The big man smiled. "Soon people in Europe began decorating trees with pretty glass ornaments and treats. And that is the legend of how we got the Christmas tree." "Can we get our tree now?" Buddy asked. "I have to get just the one," the farmer said. He lifted a large tree that was leaning against the snack shack. "Just for you," the farmer said with a wink. Dad tied the tree to the top of the car. Then the Jolly Tree Farmer handed the box to Dad that was wrapped in silver paper. "Don't open it until you're finished decorating your tree." Everyone called, "Thank you," then waved goodbye. The next morning, Amanda helped Dad put the tree into its stand. Beth and Buddy helped Mom in the kitchen. Dad sang and whistled Christmas carols. Then he put the silver box under the tree. "Who remembers what Budafisa told the people?" Dad asked. "One tree has three corners. One God has three persons," said Amanda. Mom brought gingerbread cookies shaped like bread twists and apples from the kitchen. They looked like the ones Adam and Eve had on the tree. As the kids helped Mom string the lights on the tree, Dad read the story of Jesus' birth. As soon as all their favorite ornaments were hung on the tree, Beth said, "Can we open the silver box now?" Inside, they found a beautiful glass star with a note tied on it. Dad read the note. "The wise men found Jesus under the star of Bethlehem. May all those who see this tree under the star know the true meaning of Christmas."